Hi there. Before you start today's ride, I wanted to let you know that this is a preview of the full lesson, so you'll get about 10 minutes of this lesson. If you'd like to take the full lesson or any other full lesson within Ride IQ, you can start your 2-week completely free trial by signing up at ride-iq.com. And because you're listening here, we have a deal for you. If you use the code PREVIEW20 when you sign up at ride-iq.com, you'll get 20% off your first membership payment. Again, that code is PREVIEW20 when you sign up at ride-iq.com. Now, on to your lesson. Welcome to Ride IQ. Today's lesson is a flat work full ride with Lauren Spreiser, working on longitudinal roundness and throughness. To start, walk around while Lauren talks about the lesson, and then pick up the trot and warm up on a 20-meter circle in both directions. Next, canter on a 20-meter circle in both directions. Take a short walk break and then transition back to trot. Leg yield across the diagonal at the trot in both directions. Repeat the exercise and add in transitions between walk and trot while leg yielding. Then walk and pat your horse. We hope you enjoy this lesson.
Hey everyone, Lauren Spreiser here. I am on Maddie, 6-year-old Dutch mare. I had this lesson in mind for today, this ride in mind for today, because I figured that Maddie would be a little puny in her back today. Then I got on at the mounting block and she basically staggered off underneath my weight. And so I am even more inspired to take you all through this ride today. Maddie is 6. Maddie is a big, bombastic, bodacious lady. And I don't care how fancy your legs are, 6 years old is about building real serious top-line muscle, and that's fatiguing. And particularly for this horse, that's very powerful and slightly lordotic, slightly curvy in her back. We're just in the thick of it here. It's unsexy, tiring work. She's trying really hard. I'm really proud of her. And then the last couple of days, I'm just like, whew, I am nowhere. And it's not because I've got a problem. This is what's so hard about developing horses. We joke that Einstein's definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. But young horses, it is kind of about putting them in a posture, putting them in a position to do upper level things, and then saying, okay, do them. And one day it works, but not all the days before it. Ergo, young horse training is insanity. But we knew that. So I've already walked around a bit, and I am continuing. I'm finishing my walk warm up while I chat with you all about what I'm going to do today. I am walking. I trust this horse. This is a good horse who's not a dingbat, but I am still walking her on a long rein, not a loose rein, and I am looking for her to basically be a bloodhound, to roll a peanut with her nose on the ground. I want her to rub her nostrils in the dirt. I mean, not really, but as close as I can. Stretching is actually an active muscular process for horses. You know, they can't reach down and maintain uphill balance at the same time without also using some muscle. And so thinking of stretching as light work, I mean, it's not the same as piaffing for 30 steps, but it's not just like, wee, Jesus, take the wheel, throw caution to the wind. And as such, particularly on a horse that's still building top line, I don't go full power when I want them to have a light day. I'll kind of tootle around. What I care more about is the shape of her body, that the base of her neck comes down and that her mid back comes up. And on the best of days, that's hard for this horse. And this is not going to be the best of days. So we are going to do a little bit of posting trot in a longer, lower outline, and then I'm going to pick her up, and then I'm going to canter, and then I'm going to briefly attempt to canter in a long and low outline. It will not work well. That's actually sort of where I am with this horse, that in the trot, I'm somewhere. In the canter, I'm a big fat nowhere, and that's fine. But I do just want to, like, do a little canter today for the sake of doing a little canter, and then I'm going to give her a walk break, and then I'm going to do some long diagonals of leg yield in stretchy trot. And what I'm looking for is that I can add leg and that I can influence the trajectory of her body. I can go and turn and move sideways without her picking up her neck. I have no illusions of this being in serious collected trot, but I am going to think sort of small, boring trots. I am not going full power. I'm also sharing the arena with one of the babies today, so there may be some steering to get out of its way. But cautious optimism. It's a good baby. All right. I am tracking to the right. I am passing E. And, sorry, B, I lied. Whatever, they look the same from a distance. And I'm going to, from a sort of half long neck, not stretching all the way to the floor, but certainly not pull the highest point balance, I'm going to make a trot transition first. I'm going to get past the short side because we like to spook at the short side, and I just want to take on only one thing at a time. All right. I'm going to inhale into trot. And she picked her neck up and used it for leverage, so I'm going to walk again. And, like, no kidding, the horse isn't warmed up yet. But I think that she can use her back to pick up boring-ass trot anyway. I'm going to trot again. She picked up her neck a little bit, so I'm going to do it one more time. Girl. How is your back today? Not great. Good girl. Mine neither. Ah, that was much better. And now I'm going to make a 20-meter circle here at C. I am very, very, very focused on longitudinal roundness and throughness. I'm imagining that the highest part of her body is her wither, that everything in front of the wither is going down. And that's naive. I'm not going to achieve that. I think if I did, she'd have a rotational fall, which is not ideal. But I'm thinking just that, like, every step I take, the back lifts up, the back lifts up, the back lifts up, the neck goes down, the neck goes down, the neck goes down. And she's struggling. She's wanting to go at a higher rate of speed than I want her to go at, because then she could kind of power around and brace her neck. By cutting the power down, she's actually having to swing a little more. I'm still on this 20-meter circle at sea, but I'm now going to, change directions at the top of this circle and track to the left. I am providing, for sure, some downward push on the bit, through my forearms, through my wrists. But I'm not holding my horse's head down. I am putting her neck down, and then I'm releasing it and seeing how long she stays. My goal is forever, you know, until it is requested of her that she bring her neck up. But I'm occasionally having to provide some reminders, and it is funny how much faster she wants to go than I do. I'm making a 20-meter circle to the left at C again. Little bit of downward push, and then release. I'm making sure that I have an outside rein. I have an inside rein too, but I'm really making sure that I have an outside rein. Sometimes for horses who aren't so skilled in the stretch, they'll drop a contact. And because we are all who we are, we tend to be less likely to drop the outside rein ourselves. So check in. Do you have a heavy outside armpit? Do you have some feeling in the leather of your right rein? Good girl. I'm going to change direction at the top of my 20-meter circle again. You'll notice that I'm not just going balls to the wall around and around and around the arena. I don't love stretching on long straight lines because I feel that that's a runway for them to fall in the forehand. I am making a million and a half halts. I'm thinking really of every time I stand up in the stirrups as sucking her back up into the air with me. But that's a lot easier on a curve where she can't just like become a snowball rolling down a hill like she can on the straight lines. All right, I'm back on my 20-meter circle, let's see. And I'm going to shorten my reins just enough that I have some organization. I'm still thinking about really being through, making her body one big arc from tail to teeth. But now I'm allowing the neck to come up just a little bit because I think that if I try and pick up the canter out of stretchy trot, I think that she will struggle with that. My goal is that the transition to canter is both prompt and doesn't use the neck for leverage, that she doesn't pick her neck up. I can pick her neck up. She can't pick her neck up. So I'm going to build my trot a little bit, sit and ask. Pretty damn good. So here I am. I've started to the right because it's Maddie's weaker side, and I like to use their weaker side first. To use my freshest horse. And so I'm now slipping the reins a little bit and striving for super straight, super through, and mid-back the highest point. I am not going to get her neck as low in the canter, particularly to the right, as I can in the trot. If your horse breaks to trot, take time in the trot, regroup, and come back to canter. Don't think that you're going to go Mach 3 with your hair on fire into canter. You're going to get crappy canter. Make sure that you're not doing what I'm doing, which is pulling on the inside rein. Bad girl. Not you, Maddie. You're a good girl. And I'm making 4 million half halts. Now I'm going to trot because I feel the canter getting away from me. And I don't have, in this longer outline, the tools that I need to reorganize crappy long flat canter back into nice uphill organized canter. I'm changing directions and shortening my reins just a little bit. I'm picking her outline up. We are not allowed to run though. Super straight in the neck. If I bend her at the base of the neck, she is less inclined to bend in her back. I want her to bend in her back today. I am making this trot a little bit more powerful, but a little bit more of working trot. And then I'm going to sit and build into canter again. Hey, pretty good. Staying on my 20-meter circle, let's see. Thinking about letting those reins slip. Yeah, good girl. There she rocked herself back to her haunches with her neck down and then went, uh-oh, I can't balance here. And so I just closed my leg and said, I've got you. It's okay. Good girl. I'll help you. And when I'm asking a horse to stretch, I'm thinking about setting my hands a little wide and a little low and pushing that bit down. Like I'm trying to push the bit into her bottom jaw. If I take back with my upper arm, if I take back with my tricep and my bicep, I bring the bit up into the hinge of her jaw, towards the hinge of her jaw, which encourages the neck higher and shorter. I want it longer and lower. And this left side's going pretty well, so I'm going to exhale into trot. Very good, Madeline. Good. And what's super important is that they are not running in that stretchy outline. They are still adjustable. If your horse is running, make your circle smaller. Make a walk transition. Both. Whatever you want. I'm actually making a walk transition now. Girl. Yeah. And Maddie is now taking the bit herself down to the floor. confirming that her back feels like trash today. Yeah. It's okay. You have to be the advocate for your horse. If you get on and you're like, hoo, 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 nope, nothing's going to work today, then don't force it. Go for a hack. Particularly on young horses and green horses. Like, there's nothing that has to be achieved today. There's no, frankly, on any horse, there's nothing that has to be achieved today, unless it's the day before the Olympics. And even then, like, you're kind of as trained as you're going to be at that point, so take a breath.
That's all for today's lesson, but if you would like to take the rest of this lesson or any other Ride IQ audio lesson, remember you can sign up for your 2-week free trial at ride-iq.com and use code PREVIEW20 to get 20% off your first payment as a thank you for listening to this show. We hope you'll give it a go, and until then, we're wishing you great rides and happy horses.